Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, the US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start today after a Chinese balloon was tracked flying across the United States, according to US officials this afternoon. It's being reported that Blinken did not want to blow the situation out of proportion by cancelling his visit, but also did not want the balloon incident to dominate his meetings with Chinese officials. Well, John Brennan is a former director of the CIA. He joins us now from Washington for some expert analysis on this. And John, thank you for joining us. At this stage, what do we know about the balloon? Where is it and how is it operating?
Well, we know that it's flying at about 60,000 feet over continental United States. It had been over Montana and is flowing, sort of flying eastward. And the Pentagon has just given a briefing, public briefing a short while ago, where they said that they know for certain that this is a surveillance balloon, refuting the Chinese allegation that it's a meteorological balloon, a weather balloon that flew off course. And so the administration is tracking it carefully. They're looking at the options. But it does have a significant payload, which is the size of the balloon in terms of the equipment that it has on there, probably used for visual observation as well as technical collection. And the concern that the administration has expressed is if they shoot it down, it could harm or injure individuals on the ground. So they have sent a very stern message to the Chinese saying that this is unacceptable. And as you pointed out, Secretary Blinken now has postponed his visit to Beijing.
And it was, as you said, hovering over Montana, where there's a U.S. military missile base. It's a very sensitive area for the U.S.
Well, it is. And there are some nuclear sites there, and that is part of our strategic defense. And so having this balloon, surveillance balloon, which is much closer in proximity to the Earth than one of their satellites, they might be able to then acquire information, intelligence, and imagery with greater clarity than they could from one of their satellites that is in orbit over the United States.
So how concerned would you be then about the balloon and the fact that it's still there?
Well, I'm very concerned about it, and some of these balloons have strayed into U.S. airspace in the past, but it's the duration of how long it's been over the United States in our sovereign airspace, and according to the Pentagon, it has changed course, so it's clear that the Chinese have control of this balloon and are directing its course, and I think it's apparent that they're using this pretext of a weather balloon as an opportunity, again, for them to surveil what may be very sensitive sites in the United States.
I know you mentioned that the decision has been made to not shoot it down because of potential harmful debris and things like that on people on the ground, but I know there's also growing calls for the military to shoot it down. What do you think should be done?
Well, I think it's right now a very intensive target of intelligence collection. And there have been some aircraft that have been sent up to closely observe the balloon. And the United States Biden administration may still decide to shoot it down. And if they do that, they'll try to do it in an area that is going to have the least risk of any type of injury or damage. So we'll see within the coming days, given where it's located right now and over the central United States, it's going to take, I think, a couple of days for it to depart U.S. airspace on its own. But the United States might decide to take action before then.
I've seen some speculation that this might have been somewhat of a retaliation by China because the U.S. is planning to open military bases in the Philippines, which the Chinese wouldn't be too happy about. The Chinese wanted this as retaliation. They wanted the balloon to be seen to show, well, if you're going to do that, we're going to do this. I don't know what you think of that.
It may be. The U.S.-Chinese relationship is a complex one and has multiple dimensions. As you point out, there have been some recent decisions about U.S. military expansion in the Philippines. We are engaged in a number of discussions with the Japanese as well as with other countries in the East Asia region. And I'm sure the Chinese are not very happy about that. So this could be a way for them to send a signal to us. But I also think that with the postponement, certainly, of the Secretary's visit, we're sending a signal back to them that this is unacceptable and that we're not going to tolerate these types of infringement of our sovereignty.
And just finally, John, how sensitive a situation is this at this point? Or, you know, does it have any potential to escalate?
Well, I think any times that there's tension between, you know, the superpowers, United States and China, It has the potential to escalate. Clearly, I think the Chinese are trying to de-escalate by saying that they regret this incident. But I think the next several days are going to be important ones to see whether or not both sides, and particularly China, are going to be able to take steps to ensure that this is not going to escalate and lead to a greater tension, if not any type of confrontation between the United States and China.
Former Director of the CIA, John Brennan, thank you for joining us.